الحق حياكم الحق حياكم الحق حياكم الحق حياكم والشوق حيانا عيوننا ذكرى تسعد محيانا الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا عيوننا ذكرى
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome this Saturday morning, the 29th of Ramadan, 1430. Well, all good things have to come to an end. Like the month of Ramadan is coming to an end, and the WOW tribute is also coming to an end. This morning we bring you the finals of the WOW tribute. I don't think there is a listener of Radio Islam who can say they don't know what the WOW tribute is all about. You know, if you were listening to Radio Islam, even occasionally during this Mubarak and blessed month, it was perhaps the one aspect of our programming that stood out the most, because I was taking a look at the surveys that have been coming in over the last two or three days, and everybody mentioned the WOW tribute as the highlight. They mentioned other highlights as well, but the WOW has certainly piqued the interest of people. Well, just to give you the background, the whole idea behind it was to acknowledge the efforts of those women who have achieved from within the confines of their home. Some have achieved in the face of great challenges, others achieved by being inspirational to others, by educating others, some achieved from a financial perspective, but all from within the confines of the home. And we had a variety of stories, some touching, some sad, others really motivational, others about achievement without real adversity such, but just taking an opportunity. That in itself is an opportunity. That in itself is an achievement. So this was the idea behind all of it. We put it out to the listeners. They responded. Once the story started coming in, there was an avalanche of entries. We unfortunately had to have a cut-off date, which was the end of August. There were many entries, hundreds of them. We had to then select. We could not, as much as we would like to have, but we could not have put all the entries onto the air. We had to select 50. Then how it worked was, in the first week, we just had one story a day. And then from the second week onwards, we had two stories. One at 8:30 in the morning, then at 12:05 in the afternoon, and the other at 5:15 in the afternoon. And from the three, you would have a daily winner. And the daily winner would get a 450 Rand Abaya voucher. And you would have the two runners up. They would get a 250 Rand Abaya voucher. So like this, every day you would have a daily winner. And the five daily winners would go into the draw for the weekly winner. And a panel of judges used to come in on a Saturday morning. And our thanks to all of them, each one of them, for, you know, sacrificing their time, for sacrificing, you know, their families, their sleep, coming into the to the studios of Radio Islam, sitting in the boardroom, deliberating. And I can tell you, it was no easy task. Sometimes it required hours of deliberation before you could pronounce a weekly winner. So for the first 3 weeks of Ramadan, we had three weekly winners. And for the last week, we had to have a weekly winner as well. And the four weekly winners come into the finals that are currently taking place on the airwaves as you are listening to us. Now, you know who the three weekly winners were for week one, week two, and week three. But you don't know who the winner was for week four, because the last WOW tribute story was only played out yesterday evening on the Al Masa afternoon drive with Maulana Yasin Kaji. So from all the stories that were played in week four, that was the week ending yesterday, which was the story that was chosen to be the story of the week? Once you know that, then we have four weekly winners and we can take the process forward. We're going to now ask our good old engineer, Maulana Arafat, to play us the story of the week for week four in the WOW tribute.
Assalamu alaikum. To begin with, I would like to pay tribute to the one most outstanding woman of wonder that I respect and have high regard for, my mum. Firstly, her interesting, adventurous and most challenging life began the day my mum was born. She was the youngest of eight brothers and six sisters. When she was about 9 years of age, she would cook and do household chores, as all her sisters were married and there was no one to help her mother. My mum would see to the needs of everyone at home without any domestic help and without any complaint. By this time, her father had passed away and her brothers were running their bus business. She had to wake up every day early to light the coal stove, boil water, and prepare meals for them to take as patkos. All this had to be done before the buses leave at 4 a.m. The years went on, and eventually my mom got married. She lived with her in-laws, who were quite a big family. My father's sisters were to be married, and my mom had to help my father financially to be able to make these weddings. She started doing embroidery and beadwork on clothes for specialized shops. She did all this while caring for her three kids, my brothers and I, and doing her cooking and household chores. As we were growing up, she would also do dressmaking. Throughout this time, my mom helped out financially at home with whatever monies she made. During this time, she would see to my Nanima and my mom's two elderly brothers very often. My two brothers and I grew up and finished with our schooling. Both my brothers studied at UDW and UNISA. In the late 1970s, my Nanima passed away, and my mom had to now care for her two elderly brothers and clean their home and cook for them on a daily basis. After a few years, both my uncles passed away. By this time, my father had been retrenched and things became very difficult for us. Both my brothers moved over to Johannesburg to work and support us. They were boarding with relatives, but life was tough as they never got their clothes and food decently or on time. They eventually brought us up to live with them in Lens so that we could live as a united, happy family once again. They stopped my mom from sewing, saying that it's time for my parents to relax and enjoy their old age, as it was my brother's time to support and see to all our needs. Our life was very happy, and our home was a loving home. Our happiness was short-lived, as one morning, the 5th of Muharram, when tragedy struck. Both my brothers were killed in an accident on their way to work. Allah had taken away our two most precious gems, my brothers. It was the most devastating time of our lives. Allah gave Mommy, Papa and I sabr to pick up where they left off and start once again. We had no income at all. My mom started sewing once again and making rotis and pastries for orders. I helped her in every way I could. I got married and have three children, and even though my parents live separately away from me, I help as often as I can and visit them every second day. Both my parents are in their 70s, but my mom still makes rotis to support the both of them. She says, it's halal rozi and it is Allah's will. They have never stretched their hands out to none but Almighty Allah. My mom is my papa's and all our pillar of strength. In a few months' time, they will inshallah be married for 50 years. They say, a man without a woman is like a ship without a sail, and I can vouch for that. That's my mom. My mom continues doing things selflessly for all of us, including neighbors, relatives, and even the poor, without expecting any recognition or praise in return. Inshallah, may Allah grant my mom the strength and willpower that Allah has given her for many more years. Ameen. I salute my woman of wonder, Mom, who is the best. كلما نديت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني كل حين حب ديني ها أنا صرت فتاك يا لسعدي حين يغشاني دعاك بعد بعدي عنك أمي عدت مشتاقا لضمي عدت أستجدي رضاك سامحيني.
Now that was the story that won the story of the week for week four in the month of Ramadan. Now we have four weekly winners. We're going to have to go through a process at the end of which a winner is declared as the overall winner for the WOW Tribute Ramadan 1430. So we have to thank our sponsors, and we've given them each an opportunity to say a few words. We start with Brother Mubin from Honeybee. This is what he had to say.
At the outset, I wish to thank all those who had the guts and tenacity to take part in the WOW program. Sharing with us your sorrow, hardship, your experiences, and your challenges. You not only got it off your chest, but opened the eyes of so many others who may be experiencing similar problems. This exercise has taught us a lesson, and that is to put your trust in Almighty Allah and follow the teachings of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most important thing that stood out like daylight out of this whole exercise were two words, sabr and shukr. They also proved to us that physically they may not be strong, but mentally and with sheer determination and hope, they overcame a lot of obstacles. We salute you, sisters, and pray to Almighty Allah that He grant you the highest status in Jannah, inshallah. These words have been said many a times. Allah only tests those that He loves, and Allah will never burden you with something bigger than He knows you can carry. And if you are falling, Allah will either give you wings or He will teach you to fly. Finally, to Radio Islam, for hosting this program during the month of Ramadan. There is only one dua we can make for the radio station. Let Almighty Allah shower His barakah in abundance, and make the station grow from strength to strength. And all those brothers who spend hours spreading the deen to the listeners, may Allah give them good health and happiness. And finally, to Maulana Suleiman Rawat and his team, a job well done. May Allah Pak bless all of you. Assalamu alaikum.
That was Brother Mubin Biku from Honeybee with his message. He was one of the sponsors for the WOW Tribute, sponsoring the grand prizes. Now we have a message from Mr. Egypt, who sponsored...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're speaking to Brother Khalid, the owner of Mr. Egypt. I just like to say Jazakallah for giving me this opportunity. I like to thank Radio Islam to make me part for this WOW Tribute. And Allah make dua for them, Allah make it easy for everybody, and Allah reward them to support always Radio Islam, and to give always support to this station. Don't always spread the deen around the whole world. I would like to thank all the people who have support me this Ramadan and all the present Ramadan. May Allah accept all our dua during this blessing month. And all those who are sick, may Allah grant them shifa. And all our sick people, all our brothers and sisters all over the world, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them in this month, and always to be in a good health. I make dua that the Muslim world must have be united for the kalimat of the deen and for the Islam. And I like to wish the whole world, the whole Muslim world, and I like to tell them enjoy the Eid. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We are going through messages from our sponsors. That was Brother Khalid from Mr. Egypt, who sponsored the runners-up vouchers to the value of 250 rands. 250 rands, you will take your voucher and go and present it at Mr. Egypt. Meaning we had three stories a day. One made it for the story of the day. The other two, the runners-up, got the Mr. Egypt voucher. The next message is from Brother Naeem Essa from Classic Creations. He sponsored the 450 rand Abaya voucher for the daily winners. This is what he had to say.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Naeem Essa. I am sending this message on behalf of Classic Creations, the ultimate in Abayas. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us the opportunity of experiencing this beautiful month of Ramadan. We ask Allah to accept all our efforts, sacrifices, ibadat and du'as. We are pleased to be associated with Radio Islam this year as a sponsor for the one petition. We hope the listeners of Radio Islam via satellite Islam and internet broadcast have achieved abundance of knowledge regarding our beautiful deen. We would like to thank all the WOW participants for the motivational and emotional stories, and may they be rewarded in this world and the hereafter for all their sacrifices. We at Classic Creations take the opportunity in wishing all the staff of and presenters of Radio Islam and all the role players a blessed Eid Mubarak, and may they keep up the wonderful work that they are doing. On behalf of Classic Creations, we wish all our loyal customers a happy Eid Mubarak and thank them for their support.
And finally, we have a sponsor's message from Africa Cash and Carry, who is sponsoring the weekend away to Boma Lodge, St. Lucia, for the one who will win the WOW tribute Ramadan 1430.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Ibrahim Sheikh, and I'm sending this message on behalf of Africa Cash and Carry. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity of experiencing this beautiful month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our effort and sacrifices we have given this Ramadan. Allah accept all our du'as. We are once again very happy to be associated with Radio Islam this year as a sponsor of the competition this year. We hope the listeners of Radio Islam throughout the world via satellite Islam and internet broadcast have achieved plenty of knowledge regarding our lovely religion, Islam. We also want to wish the winner happy driving with the new Tata Indica. We at Africa Cash and Carry take the opportunity in wishing the staff of Radio Islam, the presenters, station manager Mulana Dorat, and all the role players a blessed Eid Mubarak. We make dua that the sterling work that is done by the radio station continues for the benefit of the listeners. On behalf of Africa Cash and Carry, we also wish our loyal customers, staff, Eid Mubarak, and we thank them for their loyal patronage throughout the year. In addition, the introduction of the Woman of Wonder program has been extremely inspirational, and we hope that this good work will continue in the future. Ameen. Jazakallah. Wassalam.